Blog Talk Radio.
We are the heirs of that first revolution.
Will a strong and united America still be a force for freedom and prosperity around the world?
America has created the longest peacetime economic expansion in our history.
We are the heirs of that first revolution.
Good common sense and sound judgment of the American people. And their essential love of justice.
Hi, welcome to the Kudzu Vine for July 4th, 2010. Welcome, Tim.
Good evening and happy 4th.
Yes, and from her remote fireworks watching location, welcome, Catherine.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Yeah, I guess good radio shows do remote, so I guess that's what you're doing for us, Catherine. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, so, it's kind of funny that as long as we've been on the air now, several years now, we've never had a show that hit on 4th of July, and it was kind of a funny thing. I had to think, well, you know, should we do it at the regular time or not? Because obviously the Super Bowl is the one that always throws us off. But I guess as we keep doing this show, we're going to keep hitting these different holidays and have to make decisions. But if you're listening live with us, we welcome you. And if you're listening on the podcast, which most of you do, then you're not going to miss a beat. But tonight we've got a big show. State Senator Vincent Fort is going to come on the show here in a few minutes. And then later in the hour, State Representative Rashad Taylor is going to join us. So we're looking forward to those. But we'll throw some other topics in around things. And I guess I want to start out in Georgia with the campaign ads are really starting to hit the airwaves. And it looks like John Oxendine and Roy Barnes are the main two candidates on the air. Is that what y'all are seeing, Catherine?
That's what I'm seeing. Yeah. Those Oxendine commercials are hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I will say about those, if it wasn't John Oxendine, because I don't think he's a very good speaker, and I think he looks peculiar, that's my bias, I don't think those commercials would be terrible, although I do question how you're going to fix transportation yet cut, you know, millions and millions of tax dollars out of the budget. That seems like a problem. But as far as, like, the, you know, what they are, they don't, you know, they're not bad or anything wrong with them, I guess you'd say. Tim,
well,
what's your take on that? Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah.
He's got such a whiny voice.
Yeah, his voice. I mean, because it's John Oxendine. I watched the Georgia game for the first time in a while, and Dick Williams says that he actually thinks Oxendine's commercials may hurt Oxendine because people will see him and decide they don't like him. But that's Republicans saying that, not Democrats like us. Tim, what's your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, yeah, every time I turn the television on, either there's Oxendine or Roy Barnes. Sometimes their ads are running back-to-back, especially like on the morning political talk shows this morning on CNN, places like that. The ads are not just overall terrible on Oxendine's part, but I'm glad somebody beside me noticed that man's voice. It's just grating. It's just... the voice doesn't even fit the way he looks. It's, he needs some work on that speaking voice. It's horrible. And, you know, I don't really think those ads are going to help him much either. He needs to be concerned. He just seems to have plateaued and he's sitting there.
Well, the one thing is the theory, if he's the only one on TV or the main one on TV on the Republican side, and the fact that his name is attached to an ad, it's probably going to boost him. I mean, you have to think.
Yeah.
But
David.
You know, get him one of the top spot in the runoff.
Does not those ads seem to be more general election type ads? And isn't that a little bit odd when we look at the polls as they stand? I mean, he's in a dogfight here in the primaries. Why is he not addressing that in his ads?
Well, I mean, the one thing I will say that makes it a primary ad is that scrap the state income tax. Not change the funding system, but scrap. You know, that's pretty hardcore Republican language. Obviously, you know, just get rid of the taxes. Don't worry about the fact that we're cutting, you know, 10, 12 days out of the school year. There's been, you know, no solutions on transportation X, Y, Z. So I think that kind of keeps the Republicanness of it, you know. But I guess until somebody else brings up another issue, he's going to control the debate. Now, one thing you can tell from both that and the Roy Barnes ad is obviously the number one issue is jobs, and you don't need to hire a pollster to tell you that. But you look at both of them, but I think Roy Barnes' commercial, man, that's like a laser with that crane bringing the logo in and jobs, and I had I created jobs, and I mean,
I think that's a really good ad.
Yeah, because it's based on something very simple. I mean, you know, Roy Barnes, his people, they know how to do TV. I mean, people have had a lot of the criticisms from his 2002 campaign, but nobody ever said he didn't know how to do TV. And I think these ads are better than the 2002 ads. I think that ad is really good.
I like it. I think that it's like you said, it's laser pointed on jobs, but it's also got that whole sustainability and green thing going, and it's clever and kind of funny with the thing with the crane pulling up the logo. I think it's really good.
Yeah, I love the way he's talking to all the guys in the hard hats, and it's just like he's just showing up at some job site, which is obviously pretty posed. I do think that green energy idea, that works good in the primary, but then the way he says, look, it won't cost us anything, and you know, because we'll get savings for doing it, and it'll put people to work in the short term. I think even people that probably don't care a lot about the environment could say, that didn't sound bad. I mean, you know, nothing against it. In a Democratic electorate, it really gives a, you know, different angle for some voters to maybe look at him and take another look at him.
But what's missing, and I'm looking at Oxendine and the Republican side of things again, what's missing here that we've been seeing in a lot of these other states, and we've talked about this because some of the ads are just absolutely hilarious, where are the attack ads? I mean, the real hard-hitting ones going at your opponents in the primary and stuff like that. Where are those at here?
Well, I mean, I guess this could be a week-by-week-by-week phase. My thinking is if I were doing this John Oxendine campaign in particular, I'd run these positive ads for 5 to 7 days, do some polling throughout it, see if these ads are boosting your numbers. Let's take the latest poll that shows them at 18%. I can't imagine that the highest poll is not higher than 18. Let's just say he's at 20. Let's say he goes from 20 to 37. Or even 20 to 40, then you may say there's no reason to go negative. Now, if you say, look, these ads aren't moving anybody, and he decides he needs to hit somebody, then he's got to be hit. The only problem is there's three other really, you know, solid candidates, I guess, for among Republicans. I'm not a big fan of them, but who do you hit? Do you hit Dill? Do you hit Handel? Do you hit Johnson? And if you do hit somebody, does that just cause, like, let's say you hit Handel, that cause Handel to go down, but then her voters to just go to Deal or Johnson gets you nothing, Catherine?
Well, the other thing is he might not want to do any negative ads because he might be worried about the, you know, somebody coming back at him on negative. So, you know, if nobody else is out there, then he can just, you know, go about as if he's the, you know, as the leader and, because he's got a lot more things they can go negative on than everybody else does.
Yeah, I think we've seen the post on his opposition research, and I think that they've thought about the good stuff yet. Tim, last thought on this for now before we go to our first guest. Tim?
No, I believe you answered my concerns. I was just wondering where those attack ads were.
Yeah, and I think we have our first guest online, and we're away quickly, so let's just keep let's kind of talk more about the poll while we're waiting for caller to call back in. On that poll, it's at our advantage and didn't poll the Democratic side, but it showed
Oxford. Hey, David,
yes,
David, can I interrupt you for a minute? We are really having trouble hearing you.
Yep.
Okay, I'm making sure that my phone is not in my phone. I think we have our first guest on. Are you there?
Oh, bad connection.
Yeah,
Senator Ford, I'm looking at you. Senator
Ford, are you on? Hello?
David, you're echoing.
Actually, I'm out. having trouble hearing both of you.
I wonder if there's something wrong with Blog Talk Radio.
I believe it is because I'm even having trouble hearing myself now.
Yeah, it's all echoing. Everything's echoing.
David, are you still with us?
Oh.
Catherine, I believe we have a problem.
I think I'm going to hang up and call back in.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll stay on the line.
Can you hear me at all?
David, this is horrible.
Yeah, and I'm hearing the echo as well.
Catherine has hung up and she's going to try to call back.
Yeah, and I hung up and tried it again, and we apologize. And this is obviously a Blog Talk Radio problem. Senator Ford, are you there with us?
Well, we do have a caller from the 404.
I believe all the problems with Blog Talk Radio, I don't know what to do.
Well, guys, I tell you what, Catherine, if you'll contact both our guests, it just may be that we need to take the Independence Day off.
Okay. I'll call them right now and tell them that we'll do them next week.
Tim, any disagreement?
No, sir, because we're not going to be able to continue like this. This is one of the dangers of live entertainment. I think we should shut it off for the night, David.
I don't think anybody would listen to the Echo Room either. If you've listened to us, we thank you for being there. Our apologies to our guests, and we'll try to line it up next week.
Okay, good night.
We are the heirs of that first revolution.
Will a strong and united America still be a force for freedom and prosperity around the world?
America has created the longest peacetime economic expansion in our history.
We are the heirs of that first revolution.
Good, common.